Family First Care, this is Arlita speaking. How can I help you?
Good morning, Arlita. This is Therese calling from Pennsylvania Unemployment Compensation in regards to a claim for Olga Marine.
Yes.
Okay. I did receive the information that you provided, and I just had some additional questions based on what we received back. Okay?
Okay.
The claimant is stating that the last day that she actually worked was December 30th. When you guys responded to the claim, you said it was December 31st. So I just need to confirm which date is correct.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to pull her up. I'm waiting for my computer to load.
No problem.
December 31, 2025 was the last day that she clocked in and clocked out,
okay.
And she was paid for.
Okay. Okay, and then you stated that the claimant was offered work when you responded to the claim, but refused due to location. The claimant is stating that she was not offered work.
It says
and that
it's in the note of the patient that she was working on. Hold on, I'm going to pull that up as well.
No problem. They were, I'm sorry, I say they because there were two caregivers on this case. And they were talked to on January 6, 2026. Spanish, God has given us the strength. So they didn't want to take another case because they were overseas. And they weren't sure if they were coming back to the U.S.
health in Puerto Rico and might consider on returning or staying there.
Okay, and then just to clarify, because I know you said there are more than one caseworker, is that the response that you received from Olga?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then Olga was saying that when she returned from Puerto Rico, that she contacted you guys for her last paycheck, and then at that time you guys did not have any work available, and you informed her that you would be in touch. Is that correct?
I do not have a note in here about that. The last note was in January 2026, January 13th.
Okay, was the claimant contacted for work at all?
Not since the 13th of January, no.
Did the claimant quit or state that they were no longer going to be accepting clients?
They said they were no longer able to, they were no longer in the area to work in Pennsylvania for our patients.
Okay. Okay, and did she provide that via, was that in an email that she responded and stated that?
It's in the note for the patient file.
Okay. Is there anything that you guys received that shows that you would be able to provide for the claim?
I can go ask our scheduler, like, what, you know, they've done to try to schedule them.
Okay. Just to clear up some of the discrepancies that we have back and forth in the information. If not, that's fine. We will go ahead and write the determination with whatever we have available. But just, you know, wondering if there was anything that showed any of these correspondence where the claimant said that they were not in the area and interest, they were not going to be returning or accepting work.
Yeah, that's in this patient note that I can, I guess, I don't know how to, I'll ask my administrator how to print it out and submit it.
Okay. If you want, I can give you my email address if that's something that you're going to send over to be reviewed for the claim.
Okay. I will take your email address.
Sure. So it's J's and Jack.
J, capital or lowercase?
E. It's not case sensitive.
Okay.
So it's J-E-L-G-R-A-N-T, so Jel Grant,
@
pa.gov.
Okay. All right, I can take a screenshot of the note and send it to your email.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to add this to all of the information that you guys already provided in the claim. Was there any questions that you had about the claim or the process or anything like that?
Not really. I just thought that if work is available and they deny it or they're saying they're not in the area, I just don't understand how they can just basically go on vacation and apply for unemployment.
No, I definitely understand, and that's what's being determined right now. Based on the information that we have received from both parties, I'm going to be honest, there appears to be like some kind of conflict in the information between the claimant stating that she said that she was available or and that she reached out to you guys. So that's where the discrepancy is, because you're saying that she indicated that she wasn't sure if she was going to return to the area to be able to accept any clients, and that's kind of conflicting with the information that the claimant provided during the application process. That's the only reason why I'm just trying to get to the bottom of, like, what actually happened. And if you are able to send over that email where she stated that, then we can review that as well with the claim.
Okay.
But as of right now, there's a discrepancy in the information, because she's saying that, you know, she did reach out to you guys and let you know when she returned and that she was available for work. And the information that she's stating is that you guys did not have a client for her.
Okay, that is not anywhere in anything. So that's what I'm going to call the person that does the scheduling and ask what, if they had spoken with her and if they had a case for her.
Okay. And also, you know, I don't know what her standing is with the company at this point, but she is saying that she is available for work and is actively filing. So I don't know if, again, like, I know she told you guys that back in January when she spoke to you. Is she saying that she's available to work? I don't know what she's communicating to you guys, but it seems as if she's saying that she's just not been offered. So I don't know if you guys have work at this point that's available to her or what her standing is with the company right now. That's just the information that I have so far.
Okay. Her standing with the company is that when her patient passed away, we you know, offer condolences, but also offer another case, ask, you know, when would she be available, and then she, you know, went on to say that they were in Puerto Rico and weren't exactly sure if they were coming back.
Okay. And then you guys haven't received any additional communication from her?
No. Not me personally.
Okay.
Which is why I'm going to see what the person that does our scheduling has.
Okay. Well, if anything is different, you can also provide that when you send over the email. We are actively working on the claim. So, I mean, I know I kind of reached out to you now. But if you are able to get that information over to me while we are still in the adjudication process, we can definitely consider that in the information that we review.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you so very much.
No problem. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.